Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashton, Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. Greg, on Wednesday, of course, Larry Fedora made plenty of news with his comments about the state of the game, the CTE discussions, and all that. One of the big things that folks aren't really talking a lot about that is a big deal for North Carolina football, for college football, is this change in the kickoff rule. Explain to the listeners what the change is and how it'll affect a team like North Carolina.
Well, what the NCAA figured out is they looked at a lot of data and determined that there was a good bit of injuries that were happening on kickoff returns. And so the rule that is now in effect for the 2018 season is that when teams kick off, if a kick returner fields the ball inside the 25-yard line, he has the ability to wave off and make it a fair catch. And if he catches it at the 10 and it's a fair catch, his team gets the ball at the 25. And so the idea is to make it a safer part of the game. And the interesting dynamic about it is, if you look at North Carolina, Anthony Ratliff Williams was a first team All-ACC return man last season. He returned two kicks for touchdown. He led the nation in kickoff return yards per game. I think he was second nationally in kickoff yardage. And so that's a big part of what UNC wants to do on special teams. And so in talking with Larry Fedora, it's going to be interesting to see how North Carolina approaches it, because he expects to see a lot more squib kicks, kicks that are bouncing on the ground, to take away the fair catch option. But that brings into play, you've got to change maybe your protections. You might see more kick returners back there trying to field the ball. Instead of having just one guy kind of running around, you may have two or three guys back that can just run up, pick the ball up, and try to return it. So a lot of strategy will be involved. Nobody knows exactly how that's going to look, but it'll be something interesting to play out, and it's certainly something that will affect North Carolina this fall.
Carolina opens at Cal September 1st.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.